From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Around the world today, newspaper headlines expressed shock and sympathy over the terrorist bombings in London. London Police Chief Ian Blair said that more than 50 people were killed in the blast and approximately 700 wounded. Through the weekend, London's live theater and concerts have been canceled or postponed. In the United States, Homeland Security officials raised terror alert levels for buses, trains, and subways. Joining us for the latest news from London is Catherine Drew, a London correspondent for Feature Story News. Catherine, give us a sense of how people are faring a day after.
Well, I have to say, obviously, Londoners woke up and had to start dealing with this. We did see a few fewer commuters than usual, I should say, out this morning. Traffic was quite busy in the centre. Obviously, many people opting, perhaps, if they had to get into the centre of town, to take their car. The bus service was up to a normal service, but fewer people using the bus service, of course, and fewer people on the underground. I believe 10 of the 12 lines were running on the underground this morning, which really is quite amazing considering the chaos that the service was in yesterday. Many people saying that they wouldn't be frightened by the terrorists. Obviously, life has to go on. But considering it's a Friday and the police are still advising people to stay out of London if they can, many people did seem to take the opportunity to stay at home.
Londoners, obviously those old enough that lived through the height of the IRA tensions, know all too well about terrorism. As you walked the streets, did you hear any folks hearkening back to those days?
I think you're right. Most people will remember that the campaign with the IRA went through the 70s, 80s and 90s. I can certainly remember being in London and being extremely afraid when you were on the underground and suddenly there was an alarm and you had to evacuate. I didn't hear people talk about that so much this morning. We were actually out in Edgware Road, which is where the site of one of the bomb blasts. And it's also where there's quite a sizable Muslim community. This morning we spoke to a few people who were saying, British Muslims, who were saying how sorry they were that this had happened and that the people who committed this weren't true Muslims. I should just say, though, there does seem to have been already a bit of a backlash against the Muslim community. The Muslim Council of Britain, which is an umbrella organisation here, have received thousands of abusive emails, even though they have strongly condemned this and said that Friday prayers today would be in memory of the victims and those people who had lost loved ones.
And obviously, Catherine, continued concern about the possibility of other bombs as the investigation continues. What are you hearing from investigators?
That's right. These scenes are very much still active crime scenes. Apparently, there are still bodies trapped on one of the carriages near Russell Square, which was the explosion that happened between King's Cross and Russell Square. They are apparently looking through every minor piece of evidence, and they will also be looking through hours and hours of CCTV footage. There are 1,800 cameras on the undergrounds, and obviously this is going to be a huge job. And the police are going to have to go through this footage, tracing movements, but do hope that that will provide some clues as to who's responsible for these terror attacks.
Catherine Drew of Feature Story News, thanks for the latest and the update.
You're welcome.